everything you do, you connect it to Allah. And what you realize is whatever I would like to do, it's only Allah who can give me the ability, the power and the acceptance to do it. If He wants to block it, it's not going to happen. If He wants to stop it, no matter how good it is, I won't be able to achieve it. So it's important for us to connect with Allah Almighty in this regard. If we look at Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Almighty reminds us of something else. Another way of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting with revelation, reconnecting. Remember, on earth, people do things within a capacity that Allah's given them. So when Allah's given you energy, you choose to either do good or bad. Allah can stop you if He wants, but He lets you do a lot of things in order for you to earn a reward for the good and to be accountable for the bad. So Allah Almighty lets you do things. If you do good, you will achieve a reward. And if you do bad, then you will see it. You will see it in this world as well as the next. Allah does not let it go. So be conscious of that. Immediately seek forgiveness if you've done something bad. Ramadan is a month of forgiveness. Seek the forgiveness of Allah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Forgive my shortcomings, the sins I know, the sins I don't know. And in that way, we will achieve the pleasure of Allah Almighty. So when we arrive on the Day of Judgment, we will be given a book. What is the book? This book is the book of your deeds. You will be given it in your hand. Which hand? Either the right hand, if you did more good than bad, or the left hand, if you did more bad than good. And so those who achieve the book in their right hands will be very, very happy. May Allah make us from among them. And those who get their book in the left hand will actually be the losers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the criminals on that day and how they will be so upset because of every detail mentioned in that book, things they thought were minor, small things. And Allah has it in the book. So verse number 49 of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Almighty says,
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها.
Allah Almighty says beautifully that when the books shall be placed, the criminals will say, what is it with this book? It hasn't left a single thing, neither small nor big, except that it has it within, meaning there is a record of it. And this goes to show that Allah Almighty has a record of everything. Accountability, as we've been saying from the very beginning, is definitely the concern of a mu'min, a believer. You believe in Allah, you are worried about how Allah Almighty will treat you on that day based on your deeds. May Allah have mercy on us.